Air shows continue bucking the recession. The Blue Angels cut practices to save money. And Los Angeles County declares Airship Day. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, May 29th, 2009. I don't care if it was a short week. I'm ready for another weekend. How about you? If your weekend plans include attending an air show, you're not alone. ICAST, the International Council of Air Shows, reports that despite the economy, or perhaps because of it, families are choosing air shows, in some cases in lieu of theme parks or vacations, for their superior bang for buck. The trend toward higher attendance this year was noted as early as February, and it continues. A show May 16th and 17th at Marine Corps Air Station Beaufort in South Carolina had heavy rains on Sunday, but near record crowds on Saturday. That same weekend, the Joint Services Open House at Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland welcomed huge crowds despite threatening weather. Over Memorial Day weekend, the New York Air Show at Jones Beach and the Naval Air Station Patuxent River Air Show in Maryland saw record or near-record crowds. ICAST has issued national press releases, which have resulted in feature stories in several major newspapers around the country, highlighting the entertainment value represented by air shows. The U.S. Navy Blue Angels Demo Team, the holy grail for anyone booking acts at an air show, has also been a big draw at the Museum of Naval Aviation on Pensacola Naval Air Station, where weekly Tuesday and Wednesday practices draw thousands to listen to a museum narrator describe the maneuvers. But the Navy announced this week it will cut Tuesday practices to conserve expenses. Bob Rasmussen, a retired Navy captain, former Blue Angel, and the museum's director, tells the Miami Herald he fears the move will hurt the museum's attendance, but is confident it won't endanger the pilots or airshow crowds elsewhere. Quote, the longer you do this in the course of an airshow season, the more proficient you normally are. After you've done it for several months, day in and day out, it becomes almost second nature. Unquote. Airshow organizers will tell you many shows succeed or fail based on the presence of an elite military jet team, and the Blue Angels are the one the public knows best. The Navy evaluates hundreds of requests every year, considers each show's value to its recruiting efforts, and announces the following year's schedule each December. The 12th annual Virginia Regional Festival of Flight is set for this weekend at Suffolk Executive Airport. Organizers say the weather looks good and they're hoping for a good turnout after having to change the event's name, home city, and weekend all within a few years. In addition to all the activities and instructional forums you'd expect at a heritage EAA-style fly-in, the FAA will present workshops geared toward pilots flying around the nation's capital. Air Security in the National Capital Region is the title, and the timing couldn't be more appropriate. Three GA pilots busted the P-40 TFR around Camp David over the Memorial Day weekend. It's not a formal air show or fly-in, but plenty of Los Angelinos have been squinting skyward to see an unusual sight, a Zeppelin. Airship Ventures says its Eureka airship is back home now at San Francisco's Moffett Field after a five-day tour of the Los Angeles area. The company says that within 48 hours of arriving in Southern California, Eureka sold out all of her seats for more than 40 flights, carrying almost 500 passengers to an unparalleled view of the world below. The last time a Zeppelin overflew Los Angeles was 1929. In honor of the Eureka's visit, Los Angeles County declared May 24th Airship Day. Up next on ANN, when NIMBYs attack, it never ends for Valkyria. Spaceship Two's rocket engine passes its first tests. And Deja Vu, it's son of Skybus. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800 for Cessna.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for May 29th. I'm Paul Platt. The NIMBYs are back at it in Florida's Brevard County. For the second time this year, the Grant Valkaria Town Council is trying to restrict aviation activities at Grant Valkaria Airport, including closing the airport whenever it wants and banning all flight instruction. It's not clear what the councilmen are thinking. Earlier this year, when the town tried to ban touch-and-goes, stop-and-goes, and the use of runway lighting at night, the FAA reminded lawmakers they have no authority to do so. The town doesn't own the airport, but is trying to use zoning laws to affect the changes. The airport is a former military base in a sparsely populated area and was deeded conditionally to the county in 1958. If you want to read and listen to background on a battle against some of the most wild-eyed NIMBYs ever, use the search function at aero-news.net and enter VALKARIA. Scaled Composites has reportedly completed the first tests of the innovative hybrid nitrous oxide rocket engine that will power Spaceship Two on its first commercial missions carrying passengers. The craft will send Virgin Galactic's customers into suborbital space at speeds over 2,500 miles an hour to more than 65 miles above the Earth before the spaceship glides back down through the atmosphere using its pioneering feathered re-entry system. Virgin Galactic founder Sir Richard Branson is proud of both the progress and the system's environmental friendliness. Quote, "The spaceship's carbon footprint for each of its passengers and crew will be about a quarter of that for a return trip from London to New York," unquote. White Knight 2, the mothership from which Spaceship 2 will be launched at about 50,000 feet, has been flying since last summer. Spaceship 2 is expected to make its first flight sometime this year. Listen carefully for a collective groan from major airlines, already embroiled in a price war to fill their seats. Jet America is a new no-frills carrier, which will sell the first 9 seats on every flight for just $9 each. If this sounds vaguely familiar, you may be recalling Skybus, which sold some seats on every flight for $10. Jet America's John Weichel, who was also involved in Skybus, said the problem with the earlier airline was that it ordered 60 Airbus A319s right off the bat. Jet America will start much more modestly, leasing just one 737 for use on routes serving South Bend, Indiana, Toledo, Ohio, Newark, and Central Florida. So, isn't starting an airline right now just a little nuts? Weichel says no, because the major airlines are cutting flights. And Vaughn Cordell, a former airline pilot turned market researcher, admits to the Chicago Tribune, quote, "His timing is actually pretty good. Unfortunately, airlines serving those small markets very rarely make it," unquote. Cordell predicts the industry as a whole will rebound in 2010. Still ahead, a low-time multi-instructor is blamed for a fatal accident in Georgia. NTSB will have all its investigation dockets available online next week. And here's one more reason to vacation in Idaho. You're listening to Aero News.
Welcome to Cirrus Design. Maker of the world's best-selling personal aircraft, the sleek SR-22. Cirrus planes feature the latest technologies and are equipped with an exclusive, life-saving parachute system. It is our mission to make personal aviation safe, affordable, and convenient. At Cirrus, we offer a test drive like no one else in the business.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, May 29. I'm Paul Platt. The National Transportation Safety Board has issued a probable cause report in the case of what appeared to be a departure stall accident in March of last year. 34-year-old flight instructor Quang Yi, who was multi-engine rated, was teaching 24-year-old student Lokesh Venkat how to handle engine failures during climbout at Richard B. Russell Airport in Rome, Georgia. After climbing out to 600 to 800 feet, the Beechcraft Duchess Twin began a left turn back toward the runway, but then nosedived into the ground. Both occupants died in the crash and subsequent fire. The NTSB concluded the accident was caused by, quote, "the flight instructor's failure to maintain aircraft control while maneuvering during a simulated engine failure. Contributing to the accident was the flight instructor's lack of total experience as a multi-engine flight instructor," unquote. Yi had received his instructor certificate just 3 weeks earlier and had a total of 111 hours multi-engine time. The NTSB has announced plans to put all its accident investigation public dockets online starting June 1st. Acting Chairman Mark Rosacker commented, quote, The Safety Board's reputation for comprehensive and thorough investigations can only be further enhanced by providing such easy access to the materials related to the accidents we investigate, unquote. To get there, visit the Board's Freedom of Information Act electronic reading room at ntsb.gov starting Monday and select aviation. Your friends may think it's a little morbid, but you can learn much by reading these reports. And finally, if this was the summer you were finally going for that advanced training with Master Aerobatic Instructor Rich Stoll, you'll be traveling to Idaho this year, not California. For 22 years, Stoll has been based at CP Aviation at California's Santa Paula Airport, and he says that will still be his base when he's in the Golden State, but his summers will now be spent in Idaho, based at U-70, that's Cascade Airport, about 85 miles north of Boise. Quote, "My wife and I fell in love with Idaho during an aviation-related trip in 2002. We've spent the last few years building a house, procuring a super decathlon, and securing a hangar. Everything is now in place," unquote. If it's too late to change your flight, you'll still be in good hands if you train at CP. Several instructors on staff at Santa Paula are qualified to teach Stoll's EMT program, including the country's first and only female master aerobatic instructor, Judy Phelps. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell gets insight into the direction and priorities of the recently formed Society of Aviation and Flight Educators from its new chairman, 2004 National Instructor of the Year, Doug Stewart. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCast. Find them on iTunes, Odeo, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. And have a clear and unlimited day.